Welcome to the Anabu AI blog and audio. Today, we're working through Brett Alegre Wood's article, One AI Agent Isn't Enough, How a Team of Specialists Runs a Whole Process.
Which is exactly the trap I see business owners fall into at the start. They want one AI that does everything.
And Brett goes straight at that. He calls it the all-knowing super agent problem. You load one agent with every piece of your business. The marketing guide, the pricing, the compliance rules, the lot. And then ask it to do one simple thing. Write an invoice, say.
And it has to wade through all of it to find what it needs.
It makes assumptions. It fills gaps with general knowledge instead of yours. And the more context you pile in, the more it guesses. And the more you pay for every word it reads, whether it needed it or not.
It's a bit like hiring one person to cover sales, accounts, ops, and compliance all at once. Nobody does that.
Brett makes that point directly. You solved this problem years ago. You hired specialists and gave each of them a lane. Multi-agent AI is the same idea, just built in software.
So what does that actually look like? Walk me through the structure.
He uses the relay team image. Each runner is excellent over their leg, hands the baton cleanly, and the team covers a distance no single runner could sprint. The handoff is the whole point. Each agent does its bit well because its bit is all it has to think about.
And the agentic part means they're not just answering questions.
They act. They read data, make a decision, use a tool, check the result, and pass it on. String a few of those together, each one a specialist, and you've got a process that runs itself.
Give me a real example. What happens when a new inquiry lands from the website?
Brett maps it with four agents. First, a research agent reads the inquiry, pulls what's available on the company, and qualifies the lead against your criteria. It only loads the files it needs for that stage, nothing else.
So no noise, no wasted context.
Then the sales agent picks up the qualified lead, checks your CRM for any prior contact, and drafts a personalized reply using your actual offer and your actual pricing.
Not some plausible version of your pricing, your real pricing.
Right. Then a compliance agent reads the outgoing message before it leaves the building, checking for any claim you can't make or any regulatory line you can't cross.
That one alone is worth it for any regulated industry.
And the admin agent logs everything, updates the pipeline, and schedules the follow-up at the right time. Four steps, done in seconds. The inquiry that used to sit in someone's inbox until Tuesday gets a sharp, on-brand, compliant reply while it's still warm.
Brett draws on his own businesses here, which makes it land differently.
He does. At Dara Tires, it's the same pattern repeating all day. Inquiry, quote, follow-up, booking. At EasyTrack, on the property side, it's notices, reminders, and compliance dates that cannot be missed. It's relentless, and it's made of handoffs between people. That's exactly the shape a multi-agent system fits.
Okay, so why not just make the one agent better? Train it harder on everything. Two reasons. Accuracy first. A narrow agent with tight context gives you answers based on your actual procedures and your actual tone. A broad agent gives you something plausible you then have to rewrite. Specific beats general every time.
And the second?
Cost and speed. Every agent that loads less runs faster and cheaper. Across hundreds of interactions a day, the difference between an agent that reads only what it needs and one that reads everything is the difference between a system that pays for itself and one that quietly bleeds money.
The generalist feels powerful in a demo and falls over in real life.
Essentially what he says, the team of specialists is what actually holds up when it's running your business at 6 a.m. on a Tuesday.
Now, the question every owner will have, does this replace my people?
No. And Brett is direct about that. Be wary of anyone who tells you it does. Used properly, it augments your team. It clears the repetitive handoffs between people, so your staff spend more time on the work only humans do well. The borderline pricing call, the upset client, the relationship that's worth 10 transactions. Same people, less grind. More of the work that actually grows the place.
What keeps the agents in their lane? That's the bit that makes owners nervous.
You set the rules. Each agent has a defined scope. The sales agent drafts replies. It doesn't change your prices.
and you decide where an agent can act on its own and where it has to stop and wait for a human to approve. Anything risky, sending money, messaging a customer, publishing something, the agent prepares the work and waits. You move that line outward as your trust grows. You're still the manager who signs off the important calls. Brett's exact framing. So where does someone actually start with this? Pick one process you already understand well. Brett says handling a new inquiry is the classic starting point. Map how it moves through your business today. Who touches it, in what order, what each person needs to do the bit. That map is your blueprint. Then let agents take the routine stages, while your people keep the judgment calls. Have a human check the output for the first couple of weeks. Once you trust that one process, add the next. Small wins compound. The Bowl isn't a robot business. It's a business that runs a little more on its own each month, so you can step away from the desk without everything stalling. My one action for this week, draw that map. Pick one process, write down every handoff in it, and see where the repetition actually lives. Good one. The full article is at anabu.ai. Brett goes deeper on all of this, and it's worth having in front of you. And while you're there, they want a free AI audit. A straight look at your business, no jargon, no pressure. They map one real process with you and show you exactly where this fits. Worth doing. We'll see you next time.